Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. Thanks for hanging out with me. That song is Booker T and the MGs, Time is Tight. Boy, there never was a better song title for a radio show, you know, or any kind of a broadcast where you've got, as you may have heard me say before, a talk show is an imprecise activity in a precise environment. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating our 14th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show this week. And I encourage you, as I always have, I encourage you to do, this is one example where I absolutely encourage you to do exactly what I'm doing. Celebrate milestones. Let people know that you're celebrating milestones. It's a big deal when a small business like yours and like mine accomplishes a milestone. So be sure you celebrate that. You know, folks, I have told you that I'm a small business owner. And I am, just exactly like you. I just do things, what I do for a living, what we sell here, is not probably not like your business. But other than that, other than what I sell, And we could probably work it out where, you know, probably keep talking about it and getting down to the details, and probably wouldn't be that much difference in what we sell other than the exact product. But the truth is there's really not any difference between you and me. And one of the things that I like to make sure you understand is that when I talk about things on this show, when I give you my ideas on things, you have to understand that it's from the same perspective as you have. And that is that I could go out of business any time, just like you. That's always been an option for me. It's always an option for a small business owner, isn't it? And I have. I have failed. I've closed businesses up before over the years, over my long career in business. And I'm still making payments on some of those, you could say. And it's basically everything that you could think that could befall a business owner has befallen me. And the only thing that I have not done yet, thank God, is I have not taken bankruptcy. But it wasn't because I wasn't bankrupt. I was bankrupt at one point. That's right. I just didn't take it. So that's the only detail that's been left out of my long experience. And so when you hear me talking about these things, folks, you know, I don't have a trust fund. I'm not from an ivory tower. I'm not some academic that talks about, you know, who looks at something happening in reality and wonders if it would work in theory. This is, you know, my perspectives are real world. And one of the things that helps me to deal with all of this is to think about people who've had it, who've been before me, who've gone before me, and who persevered, and it really helps me to think about those people. I like to tell the story about Macy, William Macy, the man who founded Macy's Department Store. The story is told that before he hit on the actual formula that's kind of still in business today, he actually failed about 7 or 8 times before, including some bankruptcies. How about that? William Macy. Henry Ford. I like to tell the story about Henry Ford. How his, when he hit on his assembly line idea and got that formula right, that was the 5th time. He'd already failed 4 other times. And then, of course, one of the classic examples of perseverance is the story of Abraham Lincoln, the man that everybody likes to glom onto his name, right? The companies name themselves after him. He's the epitome of greatness, of success, of leadership, et cetera, et cetera. But did you know, have you ever seen the short list? The short list? I have it here in front of me. The short list of his life challenges. Folks, he failed in business in 1831 and 1833. He was defeated for the state legislature in 1832. His fiancée died in 1835. He had a nervous breakdown in 1836. He ran for Congress in 43 and 48 and lost both races. He ran for the Senate in 55 and 59 and lost both races. He ran for Vice President in 56 and lost. How about that? Now that was his, if you go back and look at his life, his life was much more represented by failures than successes. And then he was elected president in 1860. And as you know, by the way, he also buried two of his four beloved sons along the way. And yet, because of what he did after 1860, we remember him as one of the greats of all time in American history. So folks, whenever you think you're having a little bit tough, whenever you're wondering if should you try a little bit harder, should you persevere, think about these people. Think about Henry Ford and William Macy and think about Abraham Lincoln. They're the people I think about. I promise you, I do this. I think about those people and I think about where would we be today? Where would the world be today if people like them had not persevered? And that makes me get up and go a little bit harder, try one more time. And I've done that. I've been where I didn't know if I should take another swing at the ball, and I did, and it wound up making all the difference. So think about that today. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. We're celebrating 14 years of the Small Business Advocate Show today and 12 years of our newsletter, the Small Business Advocate newsletter. It's 29 after I said that. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.